City. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels good, Central Coast City.
Good morning, Central Coast. Hope you are off to a fantastic start wherever you're getting moving this morning.
That's the hope. I tell you what, I hats off to a couple of people I saw running this morning. There was this old bloke running at 4:26. This bloke, he must have been 80 years old in the shade. He had a beard about a metre long and just jogging along the road, right? And then further up the road, I saw a woman jogging the other way, the other end of the spectrum. No beard, very young.
I was just going to say, the running part I understand, but the running with a metre long beard?
Yeah, it was a long beard. That was what drew my attention initially.
The image in my mind. Well, listen, if you're listening to 2GO and you're running and you have a beard this morning, welcome. Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
Well, great to have you on. You might have been a girl with a head torch.
Anyway, lovely to have you with us. Lots going on in the show. Next, we're going to talk about one of Rob's most favourite subjects in the world. It happens to be amber and liquid and fizzy.
Don't need to guess.
No, you don't. It's Mandy and Rob Palmer on 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Windy and sunny today. Top of 21, currently 10 in Avoca. And this song, we're going to be talking about this song in about half an hour. Yeah, it's a great song, but I want to tell you about another very, very famous band that ripped off that song.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it in about half an hour's time. But we didn't tell you a second ago, and we've got to tell you what the secret sound's worth. The secret sound is now worth
$21,200.
That's right. It goes up and up and up. If you think you know what it is, make sure you check those incorrect guesses, 2gofm.com.au, and we're going to play that in about, well, let's say 20 minutes' time on 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. Music that makes you feel good. The weather's going to be good. A little bit of wind around. Sunny, though, and 21.10 at the moment. It's not too cold at Niagara Park. M1 traffic looking good. We'll check it with Alex Strawn at the Australian Traffic Network very soon for you, though, to make sure everything's running smoothly.
There is trouble in the world at the moment, though, Mandy. We want to talk about something that's pretty important to me. That's beer.
I love to have a beer with duck. I love to have a beer with duck.
Yep. Yum.
We drink in moderation.
Sure do.
And we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk.
That's because Duncan may be getting his paws underdone by the bars.
Now, this has come out recently, and this is not cool.
Not cool at all. I know, like, each place has got its own pricing. Okay, so you go into a place and you might pay at the club, you pay a certain amount for a schooner. You go to a fancy bar.
Hello,
how is this a different product? But at least it's up front and it's obvious and you know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Until you go in and they start to underpour you a bit.
Mm.
Imagine, I mean, there's certain sizes for beers. I blame Schmitty's when they came in. You remember it's a cross between a midi and a schooner?
No.
So someone said, I said, what's this? I said, can I have a schooner one day? And the guy gives me this glass. It looks like I should have had an orange cordial in it. And I looked at it and I went, what is this? He goes, that's a Schmitty. I said, you'll have to repeat that, sir. It sounded like you said schooner. And then I heard midi.
Yeah, yeah.
And, so they had these hybrid sizes.
Yeah.
But everything's got its own size, right? So you got your pony at 140 mil. You got a midi at 285.
You got a butcher? What's the butcher? Is that the pony?
The
little one, I thought it was a butcher.
I've never heard of a butcher.
I think it's a South Australian.
South Australian thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep it in South Australia because we've got schooners at 425.
Yep.
And it's important to know these volumes. Pints at 570.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So you get one, and if it's under, I used to work in a bar, and I'd put a head on a beer.
Yeah.
You know when you say, and if the head's too big, you'll go, mate, can you top that up for me?
Yeah.
But when I was working in a bar, I was in England. These poms, mate, they would come out and they would look at 2 millimetres of head and go, you've wasted space there, son. Fill it up. And you go, well, hang on. You couldn't even pass it to them without spilling half of it. But they were getting what they paid for. In fact, they were getting more because the line that says 570 mil is at the bottom of the head.
Just below it.
Yeah. You know.
So is this just beer or is this wine too? Because people who pour wine often pour under the line and I go, there's a line there.
You've got your glass mark on the line.
Yes.
Every good pub should have a line on the glass.
And I feel that way
it's foolproof, right?
Yeah.
You go, excuse me, mate, I'd like it to the line. And then you feel like you get a bonus when you get over the line, don't you?
You do. You do. You feel like you're a winner.
You watch them pour and you say, he's just gone over the line.
But that's what happens when your friends are behind the bar. So when you worked behind the bar, did your mates love coming in to see you?
Mate, they love seeing me. It was like you'd just go, you'd pour and it'd just, a little spill over the top of the shot glass because I always, even a free pour. Count to four. One, two, three, four.
Obviously drink responsibly, but
that's right.
You know, like that's the message.
Well, you don't want to be sat on your backside after three drinks. That'd just be the end of your night. No one wants that.
No.
But also you want to get what you pay for, which I think is fair enough. So, you know, go and find a pub where a mate's working in the bar and you might find that.
Yeah.
107.7 2GO
music that makes you feel good as you head off into work or wherever you're going this morning on the Central Coast. 21 hour top, windy, sunny at the moment in Lake Haven, just 10 degrees. The M1 looking not bad, busy of course as always, especially at Carryong Hill, but we'll let you know what's going on shortly.
It's Mandy and Rob Palmer's Central Coast local news update. 107.7 2GO.
All right, it's Politician Watch. The Federal Minister for Health will be on the Central Coast this morning, and we always like it when the federal pollies come and say hi to us because it means something's going on. He'll be hanging around with the Member for Robertson, Lucy Wicks. She's going to show him the Central Coast Cancer Centre and also then heading down to see the Reliance GP Centre at Umina Beach. So give him a wave if you see.
So, g'day, Mr. Hunt.
Greg Hunt, yeah.
Yep, nice one. Now, the surf. Yesterday afternoon, it was sort of the bumps were starting to come through. I saw a bit of it at Avoca as I passed, and it looked glassy and offshore, and it was all looking lovely. You said there were plenty of people out at Forreys yesterday afternoon.
Forreys was packed yesterday afternoon. Lots of people surfing.
Going off. Now, today, it's just going to up a notch, or about 10 notches, to 8 metres swell.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds a little dangerous.
Over the next 24 hours, unless you are extremely experienced, I would suggest staying out of the water.
Absolutely.
And maybe give rock fishing a miss.
Yeah, I think just be safe around the ocean. We see it all too often, don't we?
Especially, and there's plenty of wind still around, so be careful.
All right, well, the last piece of local news I want to give you before we head into the traffic. Hundreds of Central Coast students are going to join 20,000 grade 5 and 6 people across the state today in the Newcastle Permanent Primary School Maths Competition.
I'm prime, P-R-I-M-E. Only factors are one and me. Factors that divide evenly. 2, 3, 5, 7, 11.
Oh, no, your prime numbers, kids.
Where was that stuff when I was learning prime?
I always get confused with prime, but my daughter's a maths genius and loves it. So good luck to all the kids heading into the Newcastle Permanent Primary School maths competition today. Should be a whole lot of fun.
107.7 2GO.
One of my favourite songs from the 90s, Edwin Collins on 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Music that makes you feel good on your Wednesday. Bit of wind around today. High surf as well. Sunshine as well, which is fabulous news. 21 hour top today. 10 in Wyong at the moment in the M1. Looking pretty good. Busy as always at all the interchanges, but smooth sailing so far.
Now, this has been around for a while, okay? Led Zeppelin being accused of plagiarism, right? Now, the reason, I suppose, everyone understands a bit of plagiarism. Have you ever done an assignment where you've just sort of thought, I'll borrow that idea, borrow that line?
Oh, yeah.
Or you've looked across and your mate's got it going on and you don't and you go, hey, what's that bit? And you plagiarise exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
Everyone's done it.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin, well, they're accused of doing it. And what's got this my attention now is that the Trump government, as if they don't have enough to do, have weighed in on the matter and have basically thrown their weight behind Led Zeppelin saying, yeah, we back you in, you pommy rockers.
Now, this has been going on for some time, this court case, and it's still going on now, right? If you've missed it, it's this song, the one we know and love, Stairway to Heaven.
Hello.
It's just beautiful. 1972, I believe.
Takes me back. 71.
71, was it? There you go. So we all know that song. We know that iconic intro to that song. What you may not know is that a band called Spirit did a song called Taurus well before Led Zeppelin did Stairway to Heaven. And this is how Taurus goes.
Thank you.
close.
Yeah, it's sure it sounds similar, but to me personally, come on, Led Zeppelin smashed it out of the park. Taurus's, you know, Spirit have got this sound that's doesn't grab me.
Are you serious? You don't think that they've ripped that off completely? That is identical.
You know what? Jimmy Page has sat down. He's looked across at his mate over there that's doing some good work, and he said, oh, gee, I like what you're doing
there. I'll borrow that.
It's not plagiarism if it's slightly different.
Oh, come on.
Right? Everyone has influences,
come
don't they?
Come on. That is so similar.
How many bands out there go, oh, I have got, this is my influence, A, B, C, D. There's plenty of bands that do. There are worse cases of plagiarism in music than
that. Well, there are. This was a direct rip-off, this one. Have a listen.
Basically, you've just changed songs in the middle.
I blended them because I wanted to illustrate.
That is a rip-off, right?
Yeah, it's a direct rip-off. He used a sample without asking Queen, right? So that we know is a direct rip-off, and he settled out of court for that Vanilla Ice. So he kind of went.
Out of court.
He did. He had to pay a whole heap of money out of court
because he
ripped that straight off of Queen. But this one is a little more subtle, and people may not know that Nirvana, very influenced by a song from the 70s.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, that's not even close.
Absolutely it is.
Look, you can sit down, you can weigh up whatever, but it's even a different key, surely. That was just...
I don't think so.
I can't hear that. I can hear the similarity in the rhythm.
Yeah, it's identical. And I think Kurt Cobain said he used to love listening to Boston, so it would surprise me.
If I wrote a hit album right now, I'll tell you what, it'd have a heavy Led Zeppelin influence, that's for sure.
Are you going to write a hit album,
Rob
Palmer?
Yeah, I might just do that. 107.7,
2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. That's an appropriate song for what we're going to talk about next. Sunny and windy today, 21 our top, 10 degrees at the moment in Saratoga, and the M1 looking busy but good so far. Let us know if you see anything, though, in your travels around the Central Coast, 13, 27, 10, and we can let everyone else know. All right, I've got a question for you, Rob Palmer. How often do you use emojis in your communications with people online and on text messages?
Right. Online, never.
Mm-hmm.
Because I haven't worked it out.
thanks for your honesty.
Yeah. But in the text message, I will sometimes finish with like, you know, thumbs up or like a dart. I'm looking at my phone now, right, and I can see the most recent ones I've used.
Yep.
There's a tick.
Yes.
If someone says something and I think that's great, you just go tick.
Yep.
Thank you very much. No more needs to be said. I have a friend called Pete Grattan, and I have a potato that I use to say hi to him.
Because of the Grattan potato.
Because of the Grattan potato. You know, the guy with the party hat on that blowing the things. Yeah, I'm happy. But I really, you know.
So how, like, are you using emojis daily, would you say? Are you using emojis every time you text? Like, give us a bit of
no.
You know,
I would say it's grown on me in the last 6 months. Months ago, I'd say 5% of the time.
Okay.
In the last 6 months, I would say I've upped that to maybe 40% of the time I'll throw an emoji out there.
Okay, well, I'm interested to hear about this because there's been some research done with over 5,000 participants. So this is quite a large study. And it's shown that people who use emojis in communication are going on more dates and are having more sexy adult times.
Get out.
Yeah. If you're using emojis, you are... doing things more than other people.
I'm going to have to go through my emoji collection.
Basically, it's saying that frequent emoji users are more likely to have kissed on dates as well as had, you know, done the horizontal folk dance and entered into relationships with their date.
You know what I reckon, though? I reckon it's because it's a bit cutesy. And you can, you know, when you say something in a text and you can often misinterpret the intent of the words.
Yes.
Because, and that happens to me a lot, is I'll say something and you might be a bit, you can, let's say you're being cynical or you might be being.
Abrupt.
What's the other one? My wife calls it to me all the time, Gwen. She says you're, when you're saying it but you don't really mean it.
Being sarcastic.
Sarcastic, that's the word.
Okay,
thank you very
good.
Much.
Well done, Brian.
Words are, thank you, Brian. So anyway. but it doesn't, you can't say that in a text, but you throw an emoji in and yes. you can all of a sudden express feeling, yeah. can't you?
Well, it's saying that, but also there's a lot of sexy emojis too, and people use them in sexy ways too. So obviously people are communicating that important information with their potential partners and getting intimate with their emoji usage and their language usage. So keep it in mind for your next, your next text messages with your loved ones, or maybe you're on the online dating like me, you know, and just keep in mind that the more emojis, the more likely you are to.
You need some serious help.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
I do hope you're feeling good on your Wednesday morning. It's certainly a little bit chilly. I've got the old fake fluff coat out today.
Yeah, right. Wednesday's just one of those days that won't go away.
Oh, really? I love a Wednesday.
Comes. Well, I got to Wednesday and I've been a bit off balance this morning.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. Your brain hasn't kicked into gear. You need to go and have another coffee. You'll want to stick around because next we are going to talk about something precious to all of our childhoods that's actually a step closer to becoming a reality. Something that we all know and love.
I love it.
After John Mayer on 107.7 2GO, it's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Is that your name?
Yeah. Back it up, sister.
Palmer.
That's right.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO, Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 7 degrees in Camwell. Sunny, little bit of wind around. 21-hour top today for the Central Coast. Carryong Hill busy as always, but the M1 behaving itself. Let's keep it that way. Everybody behave yourselves too, and we'll all get to work safely.
Yes. Now, if you're not driving, shut your eyes and go back in time with this.
Whoa. Go back to early times, go back in history. I
want
to go back to old Sydney Town to find out why I'm
me.
Old Sydney Town.
Oh, mate, open them now. We're into it. The old Sydney Town, it's, you know, up the Somersby Way near the Australian Reptile Park. Mm. It's been shut down for a long, long time, you know. It's right on the gateway to one of the gateways to the Central Coast. And now they're about to start a tourism and retail hub up there. Mm. Okay, now this story's been around for a little while and everyone's going, yeah, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? But they've finally taken giant leaps in getting this on board by reconciling with the Australian Reptile Park and working out a way that both of them can work together.
Right.
To create a place of tourism and a real moneymaker for the coast.
So this does come up every now and again, and we've heard before that there are plans. What's new this time?
Well, before we get to what's new, you remember, did you ever go to Old Sydney Town?
Well, see, I grew up in South Australia, so I never
got. Of course you did.
I never got to go, but I have heard so many people loved it.
Yeah. Oh, you go through this sort of, for me as a kid, all I really remember is going through this dark passage and coming out into the light of Australia in 1800 and whatever. And you would just dead set see these old buildings and people walking around in old clothes. And for a child under the age of 10, you had gone back in time, dead set. And it was just the memories of that I cannot get rid of.
Well, a lot of people have told me about the floggings that used to happen, how
the
they
flogging.
Were very, very lifelike. And as a kid, it was almost frightening, you know?
Well, confronting.
Yes.
One of the few things that I really, you know, remember vividly was just these red marks on the back of a guy strapped to a pole with his wrist tied.
Oh.
The guy dressed as a soldier just flogging him with the cat and nine tails.
I wonder how many kids are scarred from seeing convict floggings.
I tell you what, they'd have been prepared to, you know, go to school and get the strap. No worries. I saw what that bloke took on the weekend at Old Sydney Town.
Yeah.
Give me six of the best, please, sir. So anyway, but now what's happening is they're turning it, they're conserving some of those buildings from the old Sydney Town, and the old Sydney Town site is quite small and compared to what they're doing. And there's a whole residential section. There's going to be a new hotel. There's retail stores.
Wow.
There's also a cultural arts centre. So, you know, and they're looking after the reptile park. They're very conscious of the fact that they don't want to destroy the environment that all those animals are living in the reptile park at the moment, and also preserving enough parking so that people can get up there and get around and use the thing.
Well, all of this is really interesting because you do need to preserve that land there for the animals, and also when you're talking about residential, you need infrastructure up there for residential, don't you?
Well, you do, but I mean, the residential is going to spur on growth in that area.
Yeah.
It's a whole new corridor that really has a great potential. I can't see much negative in developing this thing. There'll be social activity on the doorstep of the coast. It invites tourism, creation of new family memories. It's got it all. I mean, there might be one thing missing, though. It's probably, as you come in, there's going to be no actor strapped to a pole getting flogged with a cat and nine tails.
Go down to the shops and you see someone getting flogged on the corner.
Maybe you can volunteer for it.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. Top of 21 for the coast, sunshine, a little bit of wind around as well. 7 degrees in Toowoon Bay. M1 traffic looking fantastic, which is good news. Now, we know there are some people that enjoy flying, Rob, and some people that just don't.
I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here. Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Calm down. I'll get back to your seat.
do you remember that scene from Flying High?
They do not deal with nervous flyers like that anymore, Mandy.
No, they do not. In fact, we touched on this yesterday, Rob. Virgin Australia have a new program for nervous flyers. Joining us to talk about it this morning is Alex O'Connell from Virgin Australia. Hello.
G'day. Hello.
Now, this Nervous Flyers program seems like such a interesting but also an idea that we should have been doing maybe many years ago.
Yeah, no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we've got the research that shows that 11% of our guests actually feel high levels of nervousness about flying, and 4% actually overwhelming emotions about the whole travel experience. So it's pretty compelling.
Now, do you, maybe you haven't been a flight attendant in your experience with Virgin, but I'm sure you know some. Can flight attendants tell the nervous flyers from other passengers when they see them coming onto the plane?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think physically you can notice a nervous passenger. So they might have, looks on their faces that they're a bit nervous or they may be fidgeting. But what our program helps is actually put a identification code on their booking. And so when they actually board on their ticket, they can see an icon that identifies them as a nervous traveller.
As well as the fact they're crushing their online luggage with their...
Yeah, they're just holding onto everything very tightly.
And shaking.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what other things can Virgin do, like leading up to the flight? What are you guys doing to help people who are really nervous about flying?
Yeah, well, what this program allows us to do is actually connect with our passengers throughout a number of touch points during their journey. So, what we might do is send them a personalised email a week before they travel with us. And in that email, we'll share the latest in-flight wellness research from our expert health and wellness partners. And we can also give them a look at the behind the scenes of our technical operations. We know that passengers really love to learn more about those topics. We'll also send them a positive affirmation text on their day of their travel, just so they have something positive to keep in mind and they know that we're thinking about them.
See, I love that. I love a positive affirmation text. That's such a great idea.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Check-in is open, you can start now sort of thing. It sort of personalises it for you.
Yeah.
What do you do? That's exactly right.
What do you do with people when there's, say, expectation of turbulence? And you have to announce that to everyone and all of a sudden there's 10% of your audience that are just going to freak out. What happens there?
Yeah, well, look, we know turbulence is actually the number one thing that makes our passengers nervous about flying. And so recently we actually created a video about turbulence with one of our pilots and some of our other experts, like our engineers, to actually tell passengers what causes turbulence, how our crew are trained to deal with turbulence, and also how the planes are built to withstand that. And what we hope to achieve with that video is just give them a little bit more information so they feel at ease about it, that, we're not nervous about it, and so they shouldn't feel nervous about
it either. Knowledge is power, and I think that's such a great move, because if people understand the aerodynamics, or at least they see the captain talking about the way turbulence happens, the wind, the wings, the development of the aeroplane, I think that's really smart.
Demystify it.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing missing from this program, Alex, is that you get a hug when you get on board. So...
Well, look, our crew, they're so gorgeous and they're always going to pop by and have a friendly hello and a reassuring smile. And I'm sure, sometimes if you really, really need a cuddle, they might have one.
Oh, fantastic. Going above and beyond. Thank you, Alex, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Alex O'Connell from Virgin Australia talking about their brand new Nervous Flyer program. And if you are interested, you just need to put the code LOVE, L-O-V-E, when you're booking a Virgin flight.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
Hope you're feeling good this morning on this Wednesday morning on the Central Coast. If, like me, you have concerns in your household about the kids using the internet and what they're looking at, you need to stay with us because after 7:30, we're going to talk to somebody who might just have the solution for you at your place with your children.
I am all ears.
Yeah, you're keen on this one, I know that. Next, though, we are all moving towards a cashless society and we're all using our cards a whole lot more, but are things going too far? There's a new proposal, and I reckon that we're all going to be breaking the law at some point with this new proposal.
Come on.
That's next on 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
107.7 2GO.
7 degrees. It's a chilly start in Noraville, but windy and sunny, and 21 is where we're headed. Things looking pretty good on the M1, both north and southbound this morning, which is fabulous. A little bit busy around Carrieong, but we'll let you know when we check in with Alex Strawn from the Australian Traffic Network very soon. I want to talk about money. The government has a task force, you may not know about this, called the Black Economy Task Force, looking at how cash is involved in the black market, basically,
yes,
here in this country. And we don't like to think about these things, but they're there.
They're there.
Yeah. And there's a proposed law by the Black Economy Task Force that would basically outlaw everyday citizens like you and me carrying more than $10,000 in cash at any time.
Or paying
with $10,000 or more cash for anything. So
it's not like you're going to Woolies with 10 grand in your pocket.
Well, it's not. But there are those moments where you need a large sum of cash. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, by the way. 13 27 10, get involved in the conversation this morning. They're saying that if you use 10 grand or more to pay for something at a business, so a place that has an ABN, you know, like if you're buying a car from a car yard or if you're buying a boat, say, something like that.
Maybe you're carrying the day's takings to, you know, down to the bank with something. Because they often people.
That's different. That's okay. If you're taking the banking and you're banking it, that's fine. It's when you're purchasing something. So when you're using your money to go to a car yard or a boat yard or something like that, and you've got a large sum of cash.
Well, you know the term, how much for cash.
Well, exactly, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying that anyone who's using over 10 grand of cash and going to a business to purchase something will actually be fined and could end up in jail because they're trying to limit the use of cash so that it kind of monitors this black market and it has, you know, it gives them greater control basically over people's finances. It's huge. This is a big thing, I reckon.
Basically, if you come across someone with 20K in their bag, all of a sudden you're a criminal.
Well, yeah. And they're saying to people that
what are you doing with $20,000,
you should dob people in for this. Businesses are encouraged to dob people in. People who are making large cash payments, they're going to be asking questions.
There is much less need for cash, though, right? I mean, everything's paid with a card.
It is. You're right.
You go to the local markets and they'll say, oh, sorry, card only.
I know, right? So we're moving towards a cashless society. But see, I put myself in this position, Rob. I'm about to buy a car, a secondhand car, and there may be a moment in the near future where I've had to withdraw a large sum of cash and take it to a regular Joe who lives, you know, in a suburb who's selling their car. That would be illegal under this proposed law.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Would you feel comfortable walking around with 10 grand in your pocket, though?
Well, no, but, you know, I still want the ability to pay for something with cash. True. Do you know what I mean? Like, I still want to be able to go to, you know, old mate down the road and say, here's 10 grand.
I'd love to see you open a briefcase with 10 grand in it and $5 bills.
I'd feel very rich. Get involved this morning. Would love to hear what you have to say about this. Is this something that's going to affect youth? Is this cashless society the way to go? What about this proposed law that you won't be able to carry more than 10 grand? It's 2GO. It's music that makes you feel good for your Wednesday morning. 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. The sunlight will be out a little later on, 21 for the Central Coast. Wind as well today. 7 degrees at the moment in Budgerywoy, and the M1 traffic looking fantastic both north and southbound. We are talking about money this morning. Money. Because this new proposed law is really quite interesting. This is the law that's being proposed by the government's Black Economy Task Force that we won't be able to carry around more than 10 grand in cash.
What is it with crooks and cash?
Well, exactly right. They're trying to get rid of the black market, and they're trying to say people with large sums of cash are normally involved in dodgy dealings. But I was thinking about paying for a secondhand car in cash, and that would mean that I would break the law. I would be up for a fine and maybe 2 years jail. So we're asking you this morning what you make of this.
With a swollen duffel jacket.
Yeah. So we're asking you what you think about this. Tomo from Tumbiumbi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Long time stalker, first time caller.
Oh, well, welcome aboard. We
good
love
to
a
hear
stalker.
From you, Tomo.
Now, what do you make of this new proposed law, Tomo?
Right, it's actually not, it's been proposed new. What's been around for quite some time is if you have any cash dealings in business using 10,000 cash or more, you're required to sign a declaration to the Reserve Bank and to those that be to show in relation to how the money arose, where it came from and the dealing it's involved in. So you've still got to sign a declaration.
Okay.
So businesses that get $10,000 cash should... Don't always, but should be signing out this declaration.
Wow. What you can't just say I won it on the blackjack table.
No, well, you probably could, but then they'll be investigated. They could investigate things along those lines.
Right, so there's, already a sort of a system in place, but this is just going to be a sort of a dob in people with cash kind of system.
Yeah, just another revenue-raising type scheme for the government, but how are they going to patrol it? And in terms of taking $10,000 cash to Woolies for your shopping, mate, you don't have teenage kids, so you get very little change out of that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly, Tomo. You clearly do. Have you ever had to carry a large sum around with you, Tomo? Can you recall a time in your life where?
Yeah, I have. I've had to do... I'm a lawyer. Yep. I've had to have several dealings that involve cash. So I have to do the declarations and everything. Into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then after the dealing, during the dealing, or prior to the dealing, you always get the little call from the power of attorney asking where, when, why, how, who type thing.
Wow.
Sorry, I missed that at the start. You said you're a lawyer.
Your phone started to drop out, so you're a lawyer, and you've had to carry hundreds of thousands of dollars. Did I hear that right?
Yes. So there are some people that still believe in the cash economy, and will only deal in it. So.
Wow.
Geez, Tomo, you're doing all right if you're charging hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, Tomo. Hey, can you be our lawyer, our correspondent on the show in case we ever need some, some help?
We might need a discount.
Well, Mandy, I think you're going to need a fair bit of help if you've got that bloke sitting next to you, but yeah, no worries.
Thanks, Tomo.
Hey, we're going to send you along to Amazing Grace. Got a double pass for you to see the new one for Aretha Franklin's never-before-seen music documentary in cinemas, August 29. Tomo, thanks so much for the call this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys, and I'll need 10 grand for popcorn and chop top.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. A chilly 7 degrees at the moment in Copacabana, but windy and sunny and 21 is where we're headed. And the M1 looking great, which is fabulous.
A mega store, a massive range. Now that's the Domain difference.
This is Mandy and Rob Will Fix It. 107.7 2GO.
Yeah, it is thanks to our friends at Domain. We could be coming to your house this week to fix something that needs fixing.
Don't we love fixing stuff?
Yeah, just helping out.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
You know, your dog might need grooming.
Oh, yeah, we could do some dog grooming. I'd be up for that.
Yeah, you would.
Have a little play with the dogs.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody who has entered at 2gofm.com.au is Deb from Yamina. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, guys. How are you going?
We're right, fabulous. Deb. Now, what did you put on your entry for Mandy and Rob Will Fix It?
I have a problem with leakage. My gutter's leaking.
Oh, I was going to say, we're going somewhere where we may not like to go there.
Oh, steady on. So your gutter's, Deb. No good.
But I tried to fix it. You know the clips that hold the gutter on?
Yes.
I rubbed them back, but I put a big hole in it, and now it's sort of a bit sad. But down the side, I know we haven't had rain, but when she rains, oh, tick, 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 all night. I'd rather listen to snoring than listen to the gutters leak.
Oh, right. That's no good.
I could come around and provide you some snoring, Deb, no problem.
Oh, no, thank you. I have a first-class snorer at home.
Oh, wow, good. What about when the snoring and the dripping's happening at the same time? That'd be fantastic.
Oh, mate, it's great.
All right, so a leaky gutter. See, that's exactly the kind of thing that we could be fixing. So thank you for your entry, Deb.
Thank you for listening to my leak.
Your leakage. That's awesome. Yeah, well, you're in the running, mate. We could be coming to your house. 2gofm.com.au is where you go to register what needs fixing at your place. A mega store, a massive range. Now, that's the domain difference. We'll be doing this tomorrow, so get cracking.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels good. Central
Coast City. You and I are both parents, Rob Palmer.
We sure are.
And I'm sure that both of us have struggled over the years with our kids' internet usage.
Oh, mate, you feel every second of it at times.
You do, don't you? And you struggle with what content they're looking at. And if this is you, if you're thinking, yes, that's me, I'm struggling at home too, you're not alone. Don't miss the practical tips we've got for you next. We're going to talk to an expert on how you might get a little bit more parental control back with the internet at your place. It's 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
107.7 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO, it's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer, and it's a chilly start to your Wednesday morning, 7 degrees in Killarney Vale, 21 our top today, sunshine and a little bit of wind around, and Carrieong and West Gosford very busy heading up to the M1, but the M1 northbound and southbound looking pretty good this morning, which is fantastic news. Now, you and I both have kids, and we both struggle with their internet usage, yeah?
Oh, big time. Yeah. The thing is, at home at our place, you know, if I'm cooking dinner, our little 5-year-old, she's Greta, she's the worst at it. She'll just disappear behind the couch and you sort of don't even know they're there, but they're there doing, and you feel the quietness of when you're cooking dinner.
Yes.
This is brilliant. I like it. I'll go with this. Then you find them and you go, what have you been doing for the last half an hour?
And where have you been on the internet? What have you been looking at? Yeah, where have you been going?
You know, well, you hope that they're just doing the games that they've loaded. I'll go into the garage and find, you know, the young bloke on a Sunday morning. You've slept in, you wake up and you go, how long have you been down here?
Yeah.
And you wake up guilty about a sleep in.
Well, you're not alone. 2/3 of parents feel guilty about their kids' internet usage. And a lot of us are also feeling out of our depth when it comes to educating children on internet usage. So talking to them about the dangers of chat rooms and explicit material and violent content.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, because you don't, it's not just their machine, right? We don't have a machine for each child. They borrow your device. So you don't have those parental controls.
Well, the tips for parents are things like be mindful when children are on play dates, because they can use the internet at other people's houses. Be consistent in your parenting when it comes to rules around this. Use a parental control app. Make sure you keep laptops and phones where you can see them. And set limits on your own screen use so you're setting that example. But the one that got me out of all of that is using a parental control app, because it's something that I didn't really know about, and I'm sure a lot of people don't know about it. So we've got the CEO of tech company Yumojo on the line, and they've got a parental control app called Family Eye. Good morning, Daniel Duggan.
Hey, Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning, Mandy. Good morning, Rob. How are you?
We're fabulous. I did look online. Yeah, a little nervous. we looked online at this fantastic video ad that you have, a commercial, looking at how kids can get into all sorts of strife on the internet. Can you describe that ad for us? Because it's really powerful.
Sure, it is. It is a great ad, actually. And what it does is it puts the child in particular circumstances that you wouldn't put your child in real life. And that's what we find
for example,
is the issue with the internet. Exactly right. So, you know, you wouldn't send your child unaccompanied into environments without some, you know, without you going along with them and holding their hand and keeping them safe. And
yeah, the ad shows a 9-year-old boy walking into a tattoo parlor and a big, large fighting ring and other explicit places that, you know, you would never take your child. But this is essentially what's happening when they've got free rein and they're just able to surf on the internet.
They can roam anywhere, and then I guess that's kind of the line we use in the ad. But yes, online your children can roam anywhere.
So what is the Family Eye app? So you guys have got this parental control app. Just break it down for us, because you know I didn't really know about these a few years ago when my kids were, you know, teenagers. What do the apps do?
Well, essentially, you install the app. Our app is available on Android and iOS, which covers probably 90% of people's or children's devices and people's devices. And you install that app on the child's phone or the parent's phone, actually. Rob made that point. And what it can do is monitor and protect, basically, your child while they're online. So it's essentially got a set of rules, configurable rules, that you set or not. We try to make it as simple as possible, and we set up a whole series of default rules.
Okay.
And it will you know, block essentially those sites that are deemed unsafe or inappropriate for children.
So with your own phone, let's say, for example, now if there are certain things that you might use online that you don't want your kids to see, or you know your kids aren't suitable, it's not suitable for your kids. And look, you know, what happens with your own use of your phone? If you've set these guidelines for your children, are you locked out of certain parts of the internet?
Well, it's absolutely your choice, Rob, actually. And adults, you know, it's not necessarily a child protection device. Anyone could use the app to block things that they're not particularly interested in. But anyway, with our Family Eye app, we've designed it so that it can be on a shared device, whether that's your parent device. But when you hand it to a child, basically you very simply enter a PIN. It switches the profile to the child's rule set and applies that. So you can have free rein and hand it to your child, switch the profile, and the child is then protected.
Oh, fantastic. That is good, because obviously as adults, we look at adult stuff and that's not appropriate always for kids. So
Definitely not.
A lot of us, when we're out shopping or out for dinner, we'll just hand our device to the kids just to keep them happy while we're doing adult things, chatting, whatever, eating. So you're right, we are using our devices for our children as well. And what about the tracking and stuff? What kind of tracking does it have?
Tracking, well, what we call it is location safety, and really that's an ability to see where your child is in real time on a map, and be sure and comfortable of where they are. Part of that is a set of alerts that
right.
we provide.
So if you said no devices in the bedroom, and they go up in the bedroom, they're sneaking their device on, will you get a notification in the kitchen saying old mate's on it in the bedroom?
No, not at this stage. There's a few options we want to add to the app, but no, it wouldn't be that granular that you could get it to the bedroom level.
Righto, yes. I'll be looking out for that.
Yes, but fantastic to hear that there are these tools for parents to block adult content, to get alerts and notifications, to track safety, and to basically make sure that the devices, no matter who's using them and how many there are, that we can monitor it. Because, you know, our world is a scary place, and we don't want kids too young finding out about some of the nasty stuff in it.
We love our kids and we want the best for them.
Absolutely. And that was really why we did it. I mean, we're all parents in my business, and we were sitting around, we said, hey, we should do something about this. So, that's how it was started, and that's what we want to deliver.
Well, thank you so much for joining us to talk about it this morning, Daniel.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah.
Really great to chat to you about it. It's Daniel Duggan, the CEO of Yumojo. It's a tech company. They've got a parental control app called Family Eye. And when you use that along with some of the other tips for parents, hopefully that will make the internet a whole lot safer at your place.
107.7 2GO.
But if you've seen any TV in the last 25 years, you'll know this theme. You know this theme, Rob?
Yeah, how could you not?
Do you do the clap every time you hear it? You ready to do the clap? We're going to do the clap together. Here we go.
What?
You know the clap. Here we go.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, you weren't very good at it, but anyway.
Because that's I've never done the clap before.
Like, we always do the clap in our house. Doesn't matter when Friends comes on, we always do the clap. Anyway, I'm talking about Friends because it's the 25th anniversary of Friends. Can you believe it's 25 years old? Amazing. This show's been around for such a long time. In fact, I used to enjoy watching little pieces of it, and now my daughter loves Friends, watches it over and over and over, all the reruns.
Another generation of Friends.
I know, right? So it's cut through the generations, but because it's the 25th anniversary, there's lots of Friends marathons happening around the world. There's lots of Central Perk coffee being served and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, people love it. In fact, there's a company that's offered $1,000 as a potential win for people who watch 25 or something hours of the show, like a whole bunch of episodes, 60 episodes, and tweet about it and put it on their social media.
$1,000 for 25 hours work.
Yeah, they're not going to pay everyone to do that. They're going to say you go in the draw to win the $1,000, right? And I thought, this is fantastic. My daughter's a student. She could do with $1,000, right?
Sure.
She's a poor, struggling student. And I thought, why don't I see if she's interested in getting involved and having a Friends marathon at our place? So I asked her last night. This is what happened.
Hey, so you can win money by watching Friends.
Wait, what?
Well, you just watch 60 episodes and you have to just, like, put it on your social media and then you go in the draw to win, like, $1,000.
You go in the draw, though. You have to tweet about every single episode that you watch.
I think so.
like how many people are doing it and how many lots of $1,000 are they giving away? Like, I like Friends, but I've already seen it all.
Would you watch 60 episodes before September 22nd?
I'm trying to do the maths right now. I reckon that's easy. Well, they're like 20 minutes each. 60 episodes, so 1 hour, 3 episodes. Yeah, 20 hours. That's not bad at all.
It's like an hour a day.
Yeah, easy. Let's go.
So my daughter is just
onto it.
She's just made an appointment with the TV to watch Friends for the next month.
So now she's young, right? Almost 21.
Yeah.
She's already seen it.
She's already seen all of the episodes of over and over. Yeah.
She wants to watch it again.
Yeah.
I understand watching a 2-hour movie for the 15th time, right? Like Lampoon's Vacation. But an entire series of Friends, that's a massive thing.
And
There's two schools here. You either love it or you don't. No, I wasn't really that enthralled the first time.
Well, she loves it. A lot of people do. And it's the 25th wedding anniversary. Well, there was a wedding, wasn't there?
You're
on
romantic.
Friends? Yeah, there was. 25th anniversary of Friends. So, hopefully my daughter's getting her studies subsidised by watching telly.
107.7 2GO.
As you get to school, you get to work, wherever you're going this morning, it's 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 7 degrees at the moment in Erina Heights, 21 our top, a little bit of wind around, a little bit of sun around. There was some debris northbound on the M1 around Cessnock Road, so take care around there, and things getting busy northbound as well.
Might have got blown away. The wind's blowing stuff everywhere.
Yeah, well, I don't know whether it's picked up now, but it's certainly coming up the east coast. We've seen some pretty, red alert style weather maps over the last couple of days.
For sure. Now, Father's Day is coming up.
I know, and there's a great gift you can get, everybody. Rob Palmer has his brand new book out called Dad Hacks, available in good bookshops everywhere. You can get it at Big W. You can get it all over the place. And we've got a bunch of them here at 2GO.
Pretty exciting, really.
It is. Signed copies, they are.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, this thing, it sort of came from the understanding that my kids and I do things together, and certain things that I do really impress them. Mm. And there's ways that you can cut corners, shortcuts for life and all that sort of stuff. But getting the kids involved, I think, is the most fun of all.
Yeah.
So some of my favourite hacks are, where the kids are right on top of it.
Yep.
And look, if I just take, I've got the book here in front of me.
Well, just give us a random sort of dad hack.
Click the pages.
Because there's 101 easy tips and tricks for dads, yeah?
Okay, we've stopped on hack number 63.
Oh, good. Give it to
me. Which is a hack for hiccups.
Oh, fantastic.
In our family, when the kids have the hiccups, I go, Dad, I've got the hiccups. And then I will take them and turn them upside down. They have to pick up a glass of water or a plastic cup because you don't want to drop it. The orientation goes all awry. That's part of the way it gets rid of them. They're upside down. Have you ever tried to drink a drink upside down?
Well, no.
Well, you can't pour the cup like you normally would. You've got to pour it backwards.
Hang on, really?
It's a real concentration effort.
Well, you have to try and swallow water upside down.
Yeah, upside down, but drinking it upside down. So you're holding the glass effectively upside down. So the kids come back. The funniest is when Greta comes out and pretends she has the hiccups because she just wants to be carried upside down and drink a glass of water. So you know what? And I find this works 99.9%
really?
Of the time. And if it doesn't, they're just faking it because they like me doing it.
Okay.
And part of the joy of dad hacks is the smile on the face of your kids.
Yeah.
And, just that
doesn't
bit
matter
of,
whether they're faking it or not. It's the fun that you're
having. It's the fun you're having with your kids. And they just want to be with their parents, mums and dads. You know, it's called dad hacks because I'm a dad, but really.
It's parent hacks.
It's parent hacks.
Yeah.
So I was kind of thinking, now that we've opened on hiccups, there's more than one way to skin a cat, isn't there?
There is. In fact, I reckon everyone has their own little peculiar hiccup cures. There are some very weird ones that people have at their place. I'd love to hear them, actually, this morning. We'd love to hear what your hack is for the hiccups.
We might even be able to pencil your hack of the day into
the
book that we'll sign and give to you.
All right. Well, how do you cure the hiccups at your place? Give us a call right now, 13 27 10. Let's celebrate dad hacks together. We've got a copy of the book, a fast, fun book of easy and cool fatherhood tricks for your dad and for your mum. And we've got a signed copy by Rob Palmer to give away this morning. 107.7, it's 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer and music that makes you feel good. 21,000, what am I saying there? No, I'm reading something else. 21 is where we're going with the weather.
21,000 degrees, that's hot.
I was reading The Secret Sound, which is it worth $21,200. But we are going to 21 today, sunshine, wind, a few hazardous warnings for the coast, so be careful if you're heading to the sea. 7 degrees at the moment in Warner Vale. No, what we're actually talking about is the hiccups.
And you were asking me if I'd ever had hiccups on air, and you obviously have.
I've had hiccups on air, and it's really terrible because you just can't open your mouth without. So, yeah. But we're talking about hiccups because it's just one of the amazing hacks in your Dad Hacks book. It's out now. It's brand new. You've written 101 hacks for dads and parents, really. Things to do with the kids and ways to just make life easier. And it's such
Thanks,
a fantastic
Mandy.
Thing.
It's heaps of fun to read. It's not supposed to be real highbrow reading. It's a good laugh and it's a good shake. And I find that kids actually read it and then go and get to their dads out and all their mums and say, hey, do this. So, it's been a lot of fun. We've asked about people and their methods for curing hiccups because I take my kids upside down, make them drink water the wrong way up.
It's hack number 63 if you're
and
looking for it.
It's hilarious.
Julie from YE, what do you do to get rid of the hiccups at your place? Good morning.
Drink red cordial,
did you say?
Yeah, a nip of red cordial.
Wow, does it work?
Sends them around the twist.
Well, it used to.
Fantastic. Okay. I love that as something unusual. Let's go to Pete. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Manny. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, Pete. What's your cure for the hiccups, mate?
Mate, I haven't had them for a lot of years, but what I used to work for me every time is to hold your breath, take a drink of water, keep holding your breath, swallow the water and keep holding the breath as long as you can, and then they're gone.
Wow. That just sounds like a lot of coordinating of holding breath and swallowing, Pete. I'm not sure how I'd go with that.
Pass out on the spot.
Well, it works every time for me.
Well, there you go. Thank you for getting involved.
Like,
lovely to hear from you this morning. Let's finish up with Angela from Mangrove Mountain.
Hi, Angela. What is your cure for the hiccups?
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Mine is reverse psychology. So they'll come to me and say, Mum or Nana, I've got the hiccups, and I'll go, no, you don't. And I'll go, yeah. Well, show me, okay? No, show me. No, you don't. Show me. And they can't do it because they concentrate so hard on trying to do the next hiccup that they don't hiccup.
Angela, you're a genius. You are a genius.
That's phenomenal. I might
Thank
even have to
you.
Write that in as an after in the
oh
book.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that is amazing. It does work. They always come and say, Nana, I've got the hiccups. No, you don't.
No,
you don't.
This is sensational. Angela, we're going to send you a copy of Dad Hacks. It's
Woo!
Rob Palmer's book. It's signed just for you and just in time for Father's Day, but you can use it no matter whether you're a father, mother, grandmother, whatever.
Oh, my God. I'll be working on my new grandbabies when it comes. I'll have great tips now.
Excellent stuff. Thanks, Ange. Great to chat to you this morning.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and the very smooth Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO.
Give me a break.
Music that makes you feel good. Such a good song, that one. 21 our top today. Bit of wind around, bit of sun around, a few high waves. 14 at the moment in Canton Beach, which I bet looks amazing at this time of the morning with the sun sparkling. The M1 has had a few issues late this morning, so there's a truck breakdown around Joel's Bridge, so just be careful there, northbound that is, on the M1. We'll get the latest traffic for you in just a tick. But if you missed any of the show, what are you doing?
Probably busy getting to work,
maybe.
Doing their
all
thing.
Right, fair enough.
That's all right.
Well, later,
but you can always catch up.
Well, that's it. Later on when you get home and you're walking the dog or whatever, you can always just jump on the app and just listen to it all again.
Yep. Troll through it. Have a good go.
Yep.
And be safe today. The winds are likely to pick up. Don't park your car under a big dead-looking tree.
Good advice, Rob Palmer. No one wants a tree through their car.
No.
Although it wouldn't
through
matter.
Through anything.
Wouldn't matter to me. I wouldn't be able to tell if a tree fell on my car. It's so banged up. Anyway, look, go back, catch up on the app. Mickey D's in next with more amazing tunes to keep you going through your workday. And, of course, The Secret Sound, which is worth $21,200, your next opportunity with Mickey D next. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go well, folks.